The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is your host, Mark Falter, coming back at you again another week. And I want to open up with a few sayings that I have heard and you've heard over the years of dealing with money and listening to sayings and lots of its sayings. One is saying, it's not how much you make, it's how much you save that counts. A guy by the name of Art Williams coined that phrase. People are taught how to make money, but they're not taught what to do with it once they've made it. My father actually used to use that saying. I think he came up with it. Now, a couple of ones that you'll probably remember here. All of you know this guy. The return of my money is more important than the return on my money. Who said that? Will Rogers. He had another good one. Too many people spend money they earned to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. That was pretty good. Will Rogers once again. Well, all that to say, I've got my own saying, and that is the topic of today's show. My saying, it's not how much you save or have at retirement, but the income it produces. Now, let me repeat that. It's not how much you save or have at retirement. It's the income in which it produces. And of course, now we're going to talk about income in today's show. And of course, that's the title of our radio show is the Retirement Income Doctor. You know, so many shows out there you listen to, it's literally, I've heard from some of you that actually call in, it literally almost turns into white noise. There's so many radio shows out there talking about money and investments and where to put your stuff and what to buy, when to buy it, all that stuff. But, you know, I got to tell you, I don't really hear much out there pertaining to the actual true core values of creating money or creating income. The actual true core values of creating income. And that brings up another thing that you'll hear me mention in today's show. As I have done in the past, I want to put some meat on the bones in giving out to a few people to give us a call, a book written by a good friend of mine. You can actually go on to Amazon.com and get this book, but the literal name of the book is The Return on Principal, Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton has written that book, and I'm going to give it out to the first five callers to give us a call, but don't touch that dial. Got a few things to mention before I mention our phone number. You know, I get a lot of comments. I talk to a lot of you people during the week. You call in, of course, at our toll-free number. And I've gotten a lot of comments. Comments such as, Mark, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody talk like this. Mark, this is different. What exactly are you suggesting people invest in to create this income? Well, let me tell you something. What I'm talking about today is not different. Well, it's different than what you'll hear from most other shows, true. But it's not different. You got to understand, these concepts I'm talking about, they were created when the Dow Jones was created. With the creation of the first common stock was created the first preferred stock, was created the first corporate bond. These things have been around forever. As a matter of fact, and you're going to hear me talk about that in today's show, it's what the advisors back in the 1950s and 60s did. I've done a lot of research on historical trends of the market. You're going to hear me talk about that in today's show. A lot of research, and I got to tell you, I have more admiration for the advisors that worked back in the 1950s than those that work today. Why? Well, for one thing, they used common sense. Common sense in the fact that they had to sit down and find the individual holdings. You got to understand, mutual funds, as I refer to them, the disease of ease, easier for the advisor to use as a fine tooth digging in and finding the individual holdings, they had to find the individual holdings. They didn't have a choice. You got to understand, these group of advisors are the advisors that literally were around during the Great Depression, 1932 through 54. And they literally saw their clients jumping out windows because of the loss in the stock market. It's back in those years. They created the concept of taking interest only. They created the concept of the rule of 100. You ask many advisors, what's the rule of 100? They'll talk to you about the rule of 72, how often money doubles in every period of time and so forth. Nobody knows about the rule of 100, and it's a simple rule. And that is, you take your age minus 100, and that's the maximum you should have in the stock market. But again, we're going to talk about income today, the importance of creating income. And you know, I talk about a lot of different topics on this show, Social Security, required minimum distributions, but really I wanted to get back to the basics of creating income. Now, if you're questionable about some of these topics, if you want to talk more about them, if you're one of these people that says, hey, you know, I literally have heard people tell me this. I have literally gotten calls in, people saying, I have went back and talked to my advisor. I told him, I think the market's too high right now. I'm scared. I'm 67. I'm about to retire in a year. Should we not scale it back some? And they still tell you, hang in there, it'll come back. Market's going up. I literally had one person talk to me in the last week or two that said, the advisor literally said to them, why should we get out of the market this year? How is it any different from last year? I mean, if we'd have got out of the market last year, we'd have missed 16% growth. Well, I'll tell you as we go on in the show here. So again, if you're curious about some of these ideas, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or what you can also do is email us. Email us your questions, comments, areas of concern. I'd love to get to some of those questions on the air. If you want us to mention on the air, you know, we'll mention your first name only, of course. And email us at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. Just spell it all out. And doctor is D-O-C-T-O-R. mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. You know, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, why am I so concerned about the market right now, the stock market particularly? Well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a brief, what I call historical trends of the market, history of the market, and explain to you why I am so concerned right now. If you go back and study history, well, again, we've done a lot of research. Matter of fact, this book that I just advocated, the man has actually done a tremendous amount of research in that book on the historical trends of the market. You know, we think, we're naive enough to think today, and we're egotistical enough, but many of the advisors you listen to think that this is a new era. This is a new time. Things are different now. Well, let me tell you something. For all practical purposes, the Dow Jones started in 1900. It started in 1900. Many of you may not know, just a little trivial information here. There's one company that has actually stayed in the Dow the entire time the Dow's been in existence. That company is General Electric, the only company. Now, there's a little lesson to learn there. About 37 some companies in the Dow, companies have come and gone. Companies have failed. We're talking the biggest companies in the country. There's a little lesson to be learned there. These companies were big enough to get in the Dow, yet failed. Connect the dots. Now, here's the deal. The market started in 1900. Well, you know, you'll hear things from many advisors today that, well, it's a risk equals reward kind of thing. You know, the more you risk, the more you reward. Well, get a reward. And I ask people sometimes when they're in my office visiting with me, what do you think? I mean, have you ever heard a number as to what the market has averaged over time? Well, it's about 8%. 8% over the long haul. Now, the problem with that 8% is it's an average. Averages can be deceiving. It's kind of like if I told you that my wife and I average jogging 10 miles a week. Every summer, winter, fall, rain, snow, doesn't matter. We're out both out there jogging 10 miles a week is what you think in your head. But then I tell you the fact of the matter is she jogs 20 and I sit on the couch. So the fact of the matter is it still holds true, but the averages are different. Paradigm shift there. Well, same thing with the market. The market average is 8. It makes a big difference whether you're 25 or 65. So let's go back and look at this. The market is broken down. If you study and research the actual stock market, it's broken down into trends. Two trends, actually, called secular bears. Notice that keyword, secular bear, and bull markets. I'm not talking bear markets and bull markets. Bear goes down, bulls go up. But secular bears and bulls. Now, what the heck is a secular bear? Google it real quick if you're not driving. Secular bear markets, as described or as is defined by Wikipedia, a secular bear trend is a long-term trend that lasts up to 25 years and consists of a series of primary trends. Secular bear market consists of smaller bull markets and larger bear markets. Well, let me tell you something. If you study history, you will find these secular bear trends last typically about 20 to 25 years. The first one started in 1900, ran to 1919. What happened in 1920? We remember this. The Roaring Twenties. From 1920 to 29, we had our second best bull market in history. 1930 through 54, we remember as the Great Depression. It was a huge secular bear trend. Many of the people lost 90% of their money back in that trend. And then 1955 through 61, back in the time frame when we had a bull market, and I admire many of those advisors back then more than I do the advisors today because they had to use common sense. They couldn't use these fancy computer algorithms to tell you which funds to invest in. They didn't have funds. They didn't have computers back then. They had to dig in and do it for themselves and actually think. And then 1962 through 81, another secular bear trend, then 82 through 99, best bull market in history. There's the problem right there. In 82 through 99, a good buddy of mine, we were visiting over Christmas vacation there, and he said, Mark, he said, I carried a letter along with me for a better part of 2 years in the year 2000 and 2001. This letter was sent to me by a client of mine in year 2000. They fired me. He was an advisor, of course. He said, they fired me, and they said, you know, Bill, the reason we're going to have to let you go, you're a great guy. We love you. But you only made us 12% last year. Our neighbors are making 17 and 20. So we got to let you go, man. You know, you laugh at that now, but that's the way we thought back in 82 through 99. What happened in year 2000? In year 2000, we had a dip, didn't we? 2000 through 2002. In 2008, we had another dip. And now we're at an all-time high. Well, let me tell you something. If you study these secular bear trends, we have never, not one time in history of the stock market, ever pulled out of one of these secular bear trends in less than 20 years. Not one time have we pulled out with only two corrections. It's always been three or more. Now, I look back at that and I say to myself, you tell me. Well, I hear from you guys. You call me and say, you know what? My gut is telling me something's not right right now. Well, let me tell you something. It's like I ask people, when was the last time you listened to your gut and regretted it? But how many times have you kicked yourself for not listening to your gut? So that's a little bit about the historical trends of the market. And I like to similarize this with an analogy. The analogy, I'm in the process of trying to learn how to fly a plane. And doing this, let me tell you, and some of you pilots out there that are listening can appreciate this. Learning how to fly the plane is not really what you do. I mean, flying the plane is not rocket science. It's learning how to land the plane. That's the tricky part. Well, you know, as my instructor always mentions to me when we come close to the runway and we're 700 feet above it, there's a thing that they'll take you through in the process of learning how to fly. They take you up at about 4,000 feet and they teach you what it means to stall the plane. Now, I don't mean the engine stops here. I mean, you get the wing in such a slant, such a angle, that you start losing lift. The plane starts shuddering. The front comes down. You pick up speed and you come back up. It's kind of fun. It's like being on a roller coaster. Well, he reminds me, guess what you don't want to do when you're coming in for a landing? You don't want to decrease speed. You don't want to get that angle. You don't want to pull up too hard. He tells me, Mark, we are now at the point of the most dangerous point of flying. You're 700 feet above the runway. Well, you know, as he tells me this, I think to myself, you know, that's the way most 65 and 67-year-olds are right now. They're 700 feet, 500 feet above the runway. Guess what the last thing you need to do right now is stall that wing. Last thing you need is that 30% dip, 40% dip. We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how to create income. Talk about that rule of 100. Don't touch that dial. We're going to come right back. But again, if you're thinking, you know what? I knew something was right, but I could never put my finger on it. Hey, if you're curious, give us a call. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or email us your questions at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. And again, for the first five callers, I'd love to put that book in your hands that will tell you how to fix this problem in your portfolio. A book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. The book is titled Return on Principle, the 7 Core Values to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. You can go online at Amazon.com and buy it for $23 or give us a call. Like to put it in the hands of the first five callers. Do not touch that dial. We will be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
One of the biggest retirement mistakes that baby boomers make is improper estate planning. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Join the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, for a workshop on estate planning at the Park Hill School District District Office Thursday, October 19th at 6:30 in the evening. Call 816-640-5888 for reservations, 816-640-5888. And make sure to tune in the Retirement Income Doctor Saturday and Sunday mornings at 9.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You've worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back from the break. This is Mark Falter, Retirement Income Doctor, coming back at you again for another 30-minute segment. Well, before the break, we talked about the sayings that we've heard, you know, from some famous people, and a lot of sayings that we hear from our parents. And, you know, I talked to you about one of the sayings that I wanted to be known for is it's not how much you save or have at retirement, it's the income it produces. And that's the thing. Here's what I'm talking about. You know, I often ask people when they come into our office to visit with us, and I said, let me ask you something. I said, if you could have $1 million, but that $1 million could only produce $30,000 a year guaranteed for the rest of your life, or you could have $500,000. That $500,000, it's going to produce $50,000 a year for the rest of your life. Which would you take? Well, let me tell you something. Now, you suggest that to a 25, 30-year-old, they're going to take the $1 million. They want more money. It's a bigger number. What I call 401k brain. They want the bigger number. But when you're talking to a retiree, they'll take the smaller number every time. Why? Because they want income.
You know, it reminded me of an appointment I had recently of a guy that had a fair amount of money in the stock market, very aggressively invested, 67 years old, already retired, but he was getting $7,000 a month from a pension. And he just really couldn't turn that corner in his mind on why he needed to reduce risk. And I said, well, let me put it a different way. How about if I gave you $1 million? If I could write you a check right now, guarantee it's going to clear, and you give me that $7,000 a year pension. No way. He didn't have to think about it. I said, $2 million? No. We had to start talking about $3 million before he would even consider it. Why? Because that's about how much you need to produce that kind of income for life. And it's what I tell people. You know, we get this thing I call 401k brain because we've spent 35, 40 years in a 401k. And there's two things with a 401k. Two trains of thought. Up is good, down is bad. And it's that simple. Market goes up, 401k balance goes up, we're happy. Market goes down, 401k balance goes down, we're unhappy. Well, let me tell you, there's a whole different way of thinking than that. And if that's all you're going to rely on in retirement, you are in for a very unhappy, tumultuous, nervous, gut-wrenching, I can't think of any other adjectives, retirement. You know, here's the thing. Question to ask yourself, what are you going to do when you retire with that $1 million out of that 401k and the market does take another correction? You know, even the pro market guys think this market can't stay up here forever. What are you going to do? I mean, when you see that balance lose 20, 30%, what are you going to do? You know, I hear people say, well, I can handle it. I got several hundred thousand over here in the bank. That's what that's for. You know, we've got strategies that, you know, we'll go there and we'll let the thing come back. Well, let me tell you something I've learned. As people get older, their tolerance for fear decreases. What they put up with in 2008, they won't in this next time because they're older. This is it. You ain't earning that money back. When you lose 20, 30%, what's your advisor going to tell you? I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Don't pay the bills. You know, when we talk to our clients, we talk about that rule of 100. You don't want to have more than your age minus 100 in the stock market. Matter of fact, I'm 51. Going to be 52 here this month. I have nothing in the stock market. You know why I don't? Because I believe exactly what you're saying. Risk equals reward. I believe it. If you put $10,000 in the S&P 500 in 1999 and pulled that 10 grand out today, you'd have a whopping $12,500. Wow. Wow. I'm going to die of shock. You know how much that is? 2.5% return. I ain't risking my money for no 2.5% return. You know, it's like an analogy I always mention. Imagine if you went to the bank and the bank said to you, listen, give us your money, put it in a CD. The CD lasts 16 years, 17 years. We're going to give you 2.5% on your money. If you come back during that 16-year span of time, we'll give you anywhere from 30 to 50 cents on a dollar. But if you give it to us for 16 years, we'll pay you a whopping 2.5%. You tell them to go fly a kite. But yet you'll put it in the stock market hoping for that 8 and 10%. Well, let me tell you something. Unless you're an expert at timing, and P.S., I've never seen one that is an expert at timing the market, buy and hold doesn't work in this type of market. See, what you need in retirement is income. It's kind of like a chicken and the egg thing. You know, if you got chickens, and those chickens can produce eggs, and you can live off the eggs, you can live off the eggs for an indefinite period of time as long as the chickens stay alive. But the night you decide you want chicken for dinner, chicken, you know, it's what's for dinner. You've heard beef, it's what's for dinner. But you want chicken. Well, the eggs stop. Well, that's kind of a silly analogy, but basically that same thing happens when you dig into your portfolio and sell shares in order to create income. Now, I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. But if you're thinking to yourself, you know, this is different. This is different than I've ever heard. Hey, give us a call. We'll tell you more about it. Give us a call at our toll-free number. It's 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. I'd love to take 15, 20 minutes off the air, talk to you about your situation. I don't care if you do it through us. You do it yourself. Go back to your advisor. Tell them what to do. But give us a call, 800-611-1966. Or if you've got some questions, comments, areas of concern, email us. We'd love to read your questions over the air. Our email address is mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. And for the first five callers, I'd love to put a book in your hand. The book is called The Return on Principle, 7 Core Values on How to Protect Your Money in Good Time and Bad. written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Love to put this book in your hands for the first five callers. Give us a call, 800-611-1966. You know, I've heard from, again, a lot of you that call in, and I've heard what other advisors attempt to do to create income. You can't hardly turn on a radio show, a money management show, and not hear about the importance of income in retirement. Well, typically what they'll try to do is create income through variable annuities. Oh, my. You want the world's most expensive way to invest in the stock market? Buy a variable annuity. You're talking 3.5% to 4% a year in fees. Heck, just go on FINRA's website, finra.org, and check out all the negative stuff about variable annuities. My gosh. Or they try to do it through bond funds. Oh, the world-famous bond fund. You know, let me tell you something. If you've got a bond fund and you think you're in the bond market, you are in the stock of a bond investment. You don't own a bond. You own a bond fund. Big difference. I'm going to talk a little bit about that real quick. Let's talk about bonds versus bond funds. If you own a bond, an actual bond, you go out and you buy a bond, say for $1,000. Par on a bond is $1,000. You buy a bond. Let's say you buy it at par, $1,000. You're going to get an interest rate on that bond. Let's call it 5%. You buy it through a well-named company. 5% interest, and you're going to have a duration on that bond. Let's just call it 10 years. Now, you don't have to hold that bond for 10 years. And people talk about risky bonds. I mean, you can find some very good corporate bonds out there right now. Basically, you own this thing. It's going to pay you five. So you put $1,000 in it. 5%, you're getting $50 a year. Price of the bond goes down. A lot of people think, well, aren't interest rates going to go up and bonds go down? You know what part of the bond goes down? The price of the bond. Guess what? You got a 10-year duration. Hold it to duration. You get par back. Just don't pay over par for it. You're getting $50 a year every year. So the price of that bond, now I want you to hear this. This is important. The price of that bond, that $1,000 bond, can go to $1,100. It can go to $800. It can go to $900. Your income stays the same. Very much like buying a rental house. You go out and you buy a rental house for $100,000. You're getting $6,000 a year in rent. The price of the property could drop in value. Your rent check don't change. The rent you're collecting from the renter, the rent check don't change. Same thing with income investing. So now let's go back to that bond fund. You own that bond fund because the advisor told you you should have a 70-30 stock bond mixture. Let's take 70% of that money and put it into stock funds and 30% in bond funds. Now you've got your bond exposure. Do you have a guaranteed duration on that bond, a 10-year duration on that bond fund? I'm sorry. No, you don't. Do you have a guaranteed interest rate? No, you don't. Basically, what you've got going on is the price. Well, guess what's the one part that fluctuates? And that's why a bond fund will, in many cases, track like a stock fund does when the market goes down. Now, it doesn't lose as much value as that stock fund, but it's kind of like a plane with little holes in its wings instead of big holes. Big holes being the stock fund, little holes being the bond fund. They both come down, just one a little slower than the other. Well, our clients don't want any holes in the wings. They want to get the same income every year. And again, a lot of people hear our show and think, well, he's talking about annuities. There's a lot of different vehicles out there that do this other than just annuities. So why do advisors use bond funds? Because it keeps them from having to go out and research the actual bonds, the actual preferred stock, the actual real estate investment trust, the actual business development corporations. There's a lot of different things out there that will produce income. That's why I call mutual funds the disease of ease. You remember me mentioning back in the 1950s and 60s, the advisors had to do their own research. And today they plug your information. They ask you, what is your temperament? Plug it into a computer and it spits out the funds that they should go into. A much easier way and easier for you. It's easier for the advisor. That's why I call funds, mutual funds, the disease of ease. We're going to have to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these different holdings. So how you can actually create income, true income, out of a portfolio when we come back. Now, again, in listening to this, if you're curious about, hey, I'd like to have a second set of eyes look at my stuff, my portfolio, give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. We'd love to do it. You know, free of charge. I'll do it free of charge for our loyal listeners, 800-611-1966. Or if you just got some questions and you don't want to call, email us at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. And we'd love to read your question if you want us to on the air. If you just want to ask a question and we respond back to you, that's fine too. Call us 800-611-1966 or email us at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. And again, for the first five callers, I want to put a book in your hands. The book titled Return on Principle. Return on Principle, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. This book talks about the seven core values that will protect your money in good times and bad. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online, anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster. Get the income you need in retirement, regardless of how the market is performing.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. Thanks for our loyal listeners for listening once again. And of course, today, believe it or not, we're talking about income. Imagine that. But, you know, a lot of you guys, and I only got 30 minutes really to cover this today, are curious how you can hear more. You know, you'd like to talk 15 minutes off the air, but sometimes you think, you know, do you guys do public workshops? Yeah, we do. We do public workshops on required minimum distributions. We do them on Social Security planning. We do them on estate planning. Hey, give us a call. We'd love to kind of give you an idea of our workshop schedule. We got several coming up in the next couple of months. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966, and we would love to kind of have you come to one of our free workshops. Now, I got to tell you, we're not going to feed you at these workshops. We have standing room only in many of these cases, and we do them as a public educational scenario. No sales pitch. This is for your information only. We don't feed you. We're not trying to do that kind of thing, because usually what comes with a meal, a sales pitch. Hey, these are public educational workshops. We do them at libraries. We do them at community centers, and give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. We'd love to tell you more about our workshop schedule. Now, what I want to take a minute and talk to you about, we talked about earlier about the historical trends of the market, why I'm not a big believer in the market right now, where we're at. All-time high. Think about it. You're putting new money in the market. You're 65 years old. If you could tell the future back in 2007, and I called you up and said, hey, you got $300,000 or $400,000 in the bank. Let's go shop for real estate in 2007. Would it have been smarter to shop for real estate in 2007 or wait till 2008? Well, that's about where we're at in the market right now, according to historical trends. I want to spend these last few minutes talking about a thing, an item called reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging versus the 5% cash flow rule. Now, let me talk about this 5% cash flow rule. It's been taught for years that you could take 5% out of your growth portfolio and never run out of money. Matter of fact, one of the very most popular big fund families actually says that if you do this, you won't run out of money. You've got this percentage chance of having money at age 90, et cetera, and so forth. But let me tell you something. The 5% cash flow rule has been debunked numerous times. I'll never forget. Little old lady comes in the office in 2013. She did exactly what her advisor told her in 1999, took 5% a year out of her portfolio, of stock-based portfolio, and she was broke, crying and broke in 2013. Why? Why? Because what she didn't expect and he didn't expect was two major downturns in the market. And that takes us to reverse dollar cost averaging. Let me just tell you something. Standard rule of thumb, write this down. If you're taking income, if you take an income, or you plan to take income from your portfolio, and your advisor is selling shares in order for you to create income, that's a problem. That is a big problem. Let me tell you why. It's called reverse dollar cost. Everybody, one of you just about have heard of dollar cost averaging. Here's reverse dollar cost averaging in a nutshell. You got 1,000 shares. They're valued at $10 a share. You need $100 a month for whatever reason. RMD, required minimum distribution, whatever. You sell 10 shares, you're down to $9.90. Go do it again next month, you're down to $9.80. Go do it again next month, you're down to $9.70. Now that in itself is a problem. You got to understand, you're retired now. These shares aren't duplicating. How did you get these shares? You put new money in. Well, there ain't no new money in going in. You're retired now. You're selling shares. Next month, you go to take $100 out. They drop down to $5 a share. Guess what you had to do? You went from $9.70 down to $9.50. You did a 20 share drop. What if it drops to $2.50? You sell even four times as many shares. The selling of shares is a bad thing because you sell shares all the way down in that market, and it's literally adding insult to injury. You will run out of shares, very much like this older lady. So now again, if you're in the process of taking income right now and you're thinking, I guarantee I'm selling shares, hey, give us a call. We'll tell you what you can do to avoid this issue. It's 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, if you've got questions, comments, areas of concern, email us at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com. And again, for the first five callers, I'd love to put a book in your hands on how to avoid this problem. The book's title is The Return on Principal, How to Avoid Some of These Issues. Seven Core Values, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Love to put that book in your hands for the first five callers. Now, I want to wrap it up with a little example that I use. You know, I came up with this example because I was trying to explain income one day to a client review, and they just were having a hard time getting their mind around it. And I came up with this example, and it seemed to work. I used it two more times that day, and it seemed to work again, so I'm using it on a regular basis. And I said, okay, there's two ways to invest. I draw a T in your mind here. You got a T, all right? On the left-hand side of that T, you got growth. Right-hand side, you got income. Now, growth, what do? You put $100,000, and you buy something at $10 a share. You got $100,000. You got 10,000 shares, all right? Let me tell you what a retiree wants to see. What a retiree wants to see is when they take $5,000 out, and that is the thing that makes the portfolio need to change. You're taking income out now. $5,000 out, how many shares did you have to sell? Well, they're at $10 a share. So you had to sell 500 of them. How many shares you got left? 9,500. All right, now, what just happened? You took out 5,000. You sold 500 shares. You had 10,000. You're down to 9,500 shares at 10 bucks a share. What happened to your account? Went from 100,000 down to 95 grand. Well, do the math on that. That's 20 years. What if you live 30? Well, you think, well, the market will come back up. Well, let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a point in time in the market where it's going up 5% a year for 30 years in a row? Because you might be retired that long. And that is the number one fear of retirees, is running out of money. Now let's move over to the right-hand side of that T. And just mentally in your mind, put income above that. Now, you take $100,000, you put it in, $10 a share, let's just say. You're getting a 5% dividend. 5% dividend, all right? $100,000, 5% dividend, how much is that creating a year? $5,000. All right. If you take that $5,000 out, how many shares did you sell? None. Now, let's just go back and get a little technical here. Let's say that you got $100,000 invested, 10 bucks a share, 5% dividend. I got a tricky one for you here. The $10 a share goes to $9 a share. 5% dividend. How much do you get out of there? Well, you're thinking 45. No, $5,000. If you're buying income vehicles, now what the heck am I talking about, income vehicles? I can tell you a few of them. Now, there's many. Annuities? I mean, that could do it, but that is not the answer to cancer, people. A lot of people think, well, he's just selling annuities. This is another annuity sales pitch. No. I mean, that's one way. Let me tell you what you don't want to do. Don't do it through a variable annuity. I mean, heck, you're going to be paying 4% a year in fees to get a 5% dividend. That's literally, it's funny. I said to a client the other day, I've never seen a variable annuity where a person has effectively made any decent amount of money at all in it when it comes to contract value because they're so stinking high in fees. We're talking dividend vehicles such as preferred stocks, not commons, real estate investment trusts, public, not private. I don't want to be stuck in those things. Corporate bonds, good graded corporate bonds, business development corporations, lots of different areas. Invest for income, and you're producing a 5% dividend. Let me tell you something, two things. You can take that $5,000 a year forever. The price of that item goes down, the income stays the same. Income stays the same. So now you get away from that 401k brain problem we talked about. You eliminate the disease of ease mutual fund problem. You've gotten the individual holdings. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's what we do. Again, we get into the individual holdings. Now, it's a lot to cover in 30 minutes, and I'm probably going over time. My radio guy that takes these shows and performs his magic is probably freaking out right now, thinking, how do I take this and fit it into 30 minutes? But we just kind of run out of time. But hey, if you're concerned about how to get more information, give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And again, for the first five callers, I would love to put a book in your hands. The book is named The Return on Principle. It talks about this very thing, how to protect your money in good times and bad, the seven core values to do that. So you can either go on Amazon and buy it at $23 or give us a call. Love to put it in your hands for the first five callers. Again, 800-611-1966. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for all your emails. If you want to email us at mark@retirementincomedoctor.com.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about your return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you would get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
One of the biggest retirement mistakes that baby boomers make is improper estate planning. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Join the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, for a workshop on estate planning at the Park Hill School District District Office Thursday, October 19th at 6:30 in the evening. Call 816-640-5888 for reservations, 816-640-5888. And make sure to tune in the Retirement Income Doctor Saturday and Sunday mornings at 9.
All right.
right. We are back from the break. You know, it's funny. You know, you have doctors out there, some of which are in the business for the money, and some are in the business to really help people. Well, same thing with advisors. You've got some advisors out there that are in the business for the money, and some that are really in it to help people. As we're talking to people and they're addicted to the stock market, you know, really, addictions are really hard to break. You know, in the stock market, addiction is no different. It really influenced a generation of investors that really got serious about saving money right around the 1980s and 90s. You know, and if you think about it, that's the majority of the baby boomers that really got serious about their investing back then in the 80s and 90s. You know, and really, they're all stock market addicted. You know, and their earliest paradigms are, hey, if I take more risk, I get more return. If I take even more risk, I even get more return. Heck, it's no wonder they're addicted. Most advisors that got into the business in the 80s and 90s, which, by the way, is most advisors, heck, they're even stock market addicted. So really, if a potential client or a potential investor is trying to get off that addiction, well, it's kind of hard, especially with their broker trying to reinforce that decision, you know, because of his philosophies. You know, and in many cases, that's because they really don't know the hard-earned lessons from stock market history. I mean, the thing that I'm very well known within our industry, the study of the stock market's history and the interpretations thereof. You know, and there's a reason that these secular cycles really over the last, oh heck, almost 200 years now, you know, have been so predictable and so repeatable throughout history. But at the end of these time frames, you know, these things have to get down into the single digits to justify a recovery. These PE ratios have to get down into the single digits to justify recovery. Well, the other side of that is the end of the good times, the price to earnings ratios get into the double digits, often near 30 or even over 30. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. If you're buying stocks with a PE ratio over 30, that means the price divided by the earnings is a multiple of 30. In other words, if you flip that upside down and you take 1 and you divide it by 30, or you take that single share and you divide it by that PE ratio of 30, that means you're buying a stock to get a whopping 3.3% earnings. In other words, if you're buying a stock with a 30% PE ratio, you take that single stock, flip that upside down, take 1, divide it by that PE ratio, you're basically buying it for a 3.3% return on your money. I mean, that is nuts. Why would you take all that risk for slightly over 3%? I mean, who in their right mind would want to do that? I mean, it doesn't matter that some financial planning textbook says you're young and you should invest more money in the stock market. In other words, you can afford to take the risk. Well, you know what? I can afford to go into the ring with Mike Tyson and box maybe 1 or 2 rounds, because ultimately the wounds will probably heal. But ultimately, why would I do that if I don't have to? I mean, we're assuming that there's no reward at the end of the fight for 1 round, or maybe even max of 2. Now, on the other hand, since I'm kind of a tightwad, you know, you say, Mark, I'm going to go into your neighborhood over there and I'm going to go to several of your neighbors and we're going to kind of put a pool of money together, you know, and we're going to give you a purse of about $3 million for you to go 1 round with Mike Tyson. Well, now all of a sudden it might be somewhat worth it. I can usually pay for the medical bills and have money left over. You know, and say that you guys said that, hey, Mark, you know, all you really have to do is survive 1 round with him. Well, it'd be kind of worth it. Well, now the truth is I still may not do it, but fact is it would at least be somewhat worth it. But at least, you know, it'd be kind of a reward for the amount of risk I'm willing to take. See, if I could go in there and pull Muhammad Ali and kind of rope-a-dope him and, you know, just stay in the corners and stuff, you know, and I survived the 3 minutes and I'm $3 million richer, you know, then the tightwad in me might just come out and might be tempted to do it. You know, but the reality of it is, logical human beings don't want to just take risk for the sake of taking risk. They're taking risk so that they can get a reward from it. You know, and it's logical. And like I said earlier, there's 200 years of stock market history telling us there's not that much reward sitting around the corner. You know, and historically, there's got to be another major drop coming around the corner. Now, of course, we don't know exactly when that's going to be, but it's overdue. I mean, it could happen, possibly, that we could have another year or two of positive growth in the market. However, at the end of the day, there is zero guarantee. So really, the question is, do you really want to push your luck? Or kind of like in the words of infamous Clint Eastwood, I'm not sure if it's been 5 rounds or 6 rounds, but the question is, do you feel lucky? You know, and that's what I would say for you. If you are retired or you're planning on retirement in the very near future, you know, like in the next 10 years, the question is, do you feel lucky? I mean, seriously, you have worked for this money your entire life. Do you want to push your luck? You know, living here in the Kansas City area, we all love our basketball teams, and especially Kansas University. And think of the coach. You know, he's had games where, you know, at the end of the game, they're ahead by quite a lot. But I mean, what are you saying to the players when they're ahead and they've got a minute left to go? I mean, is he telling them to shoot three-pointers? No, actually, he's probably saying, if you shoot any three-pointers, I'm going to jerk you out of the game. He's saying, you know, hold on to the ball, play good defense, and run out the clock. I mean, if you get the layup, go ahead and take it and all, but run out the clock. Think about it. The more you try to take risk in that particular situation, the more you have the chance of a turnover, and the game could go south on you. I mean, there's ultimately a reason the best home run hitters have the most strikeouts. The question is really, do you have enough points to win the game of life financially? And if so, why are you taking the risk? You've already grown the money. Now you've got to keep it and turn it into income. And if you're not sure if you have enough points to win the game of life, or you're curious whether or not you still have to take risk in order to get to that point where you're ready to retire, go ahead and give me a call. Again, we would be more than happy to spend 10 to 15 minutes with you off the air on the phone. No cost, no obligation. Again, give us a call, Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Doctor. Phone number again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. And again, for the first 5 callers, I want to put a book in your hand. It's called The Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. Written by a good friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton. I'll put that book in your hand for the first 5 callers. Again, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, thanks for listening to today's show, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the very near future. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
For more of The Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.